And an amen. All right, amen. So we live, baby, right?
Yes.
Amen. So we are honored. We are honored to be among the saints this morning. We have a lot of prayer. Do we have a lot of prayer? New prayers for this morning, Nikki?
I'll take it just a second.
We do.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we have a lot to cover, and I'm trying to. I want to make sure that we. I still have to pray in house. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I want to make sure that I don't. That I don't suck up all the time and we aren't able to pray in house. But there are a lot of prayers that we need to cover this morning. There are a lot of things that have happened and that are going on. So bear with us. Good morning, Sensational. Good morning, Zoe. Amen. I want to first start out by thanking our global prayer warriors. Those of you that take on a prayer assignment that take on a prayer that's been spoken on Sundays, and you take that prayer request, and you pray through the week. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining the prayer. If you want to be a global prayer warrior, a global prayer warrior, yes, all you have to do, you don't have to tell anybody, you don't have to email us, text us, or anything else. All you have to do is just allow the Spirit of God to lead you into adopting one of the prayers prayer situations that we're praying over on any given Sunday. And as the Spirit of God moves you, you take that prayer request or that prayer that we're praying and you pray for them. You call out that person or that situation in the name of Jesus and you pray for them purposely. All through the week in the name of Jesus. And the only requirement is that you be a member of the body of Christ, that you have an active working relationship with God. And if you please God, then God will hear your prayers. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So that's the only requirement. You don't have to tell us. You don't have to document. You don't have to email us anything. That's between you and God. Amen. And for those of you who have accepted that challenge, for those of you that bless that are with us, thank you so much. I want to let Terry Teeter know that I am praying about Ivy. I think it is awesome what the Lord has placed on your heart and how you're moving forward. And I'm praying as well. And I'm going to do whatever the Lord commands me to do, and I will keep you posted, Marty. Amen. We want to be praying for, we're still praying for, from last week, for Jennifer B., for Lizeth A., for Regina J., Angel K., Nazia S., Will J., Linda F., and Gloria M. These are from prayer requests from last week. We will be praying continually. Keep praying for you. And mom has a false belief, believes she will go to hell because all of her kids left the church. So Will J, let me address that. Your mom should not, if you have put all you can into your family and they've chose to go a different way, that's not your fault. That would be the same as saying anyone that from this church that does not go to heaven, it's me and Pastor Sandy's fault. Nothing, thank God, can be further from the truth. Amen. Our job is to live righteous before you and set an example. Once we set that example, once we give you the word, once we follow the leadership and the wisdom of God, once we do our part that has been commanded to us by God, and they still choose to go somewhere else, that's on them. That is not your responsibility. If you did not lead them astray, then you don't have any reason to feel like you are going to be punished for their choices. Now, if there's more information that I don't have, well, but based on what I've read, based on your text, that is not your mom's fault. People make their own choices. And every person that has come into the knowledge of Christ, if they choose to leave and abandon that knowledge, that's on them. Because even if there were situations when they were growing up, once they become an adult, and they're exposed to the truth somewhere in that adult life, and they have a clear understanding of who God is, and they still choose to go, that's absolutely on them. So I don't want you being concerned about things that you have no control over, because every man for himself. Amen. All right, Pastor Nicole.
Okay. I'm going to start with these.
Okay.
Our first prayer is from Renee.
Come on over here.
Well, we've been praying for weeks now concerning Renee's nephew, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, he was found unresponsive. They didn't know if it was foul play. He was in the hospital, and they said he was brain dead.
Yeah.
But then he started to show life.
Yes.
Well, he's been released from the hospital into a rehabilitation hospital. However, this hospital, while the hospital itself is a really great hospital, the rehabilitation is not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was released with a trachea, and the nurses, they just have not been very attentive and just not covering him at all. Mm-hmm. And he was found with a UTI infection that could have killed him.
Mm.
So they had to send him back into the hospital.
Yeah.
He's back into pre-rehab hospital. He's at that level where he can go back into pre-rehab hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But the
to the same one.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
But we want to pray that, you know, wherever he is, he gets the care he needs.
Yes.
His mom said that before this infection, he started laughing.
Yes.
They kept saying that he was still having some brain issues, but he started laughing whenever he would see
his children
on, yes, video messages.
Yes.
But now I don't know if he stopped that since this,
yeah,
issue. She's asking that we pray for Marcus, his mother Teresa, and Christopher, that they will come to know the Lord in a powerful way.
Amen. So did Marcus receive the Lord? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the opportunity to pray for, with, and stand for your children. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to show others compassion through the Spirit of God, through Christ Jesus. We ask, Father, that you would intervene on Marcus's behalf. Father, whatever's necessary to bring him to a place where he doesn't have to deal with all of this, let it be so. Father, if there is any sin in his life, in his atmosphere, forgive him of any sins. Father, expose him to your gospel. Speak to his heart and his mind so that he will understand that you are the only true and living God, and that you are the only way, the only truth, and the only life. No man can come unto you, unto the Father, except through Christ. Don't allow these days not to be filled with your Spirit. We're praying for his mother, Teresa. We're praying for that family, for that atmosphere, and for that situation. Let your perfect will be done. Lift him up. In spite of what the enemy is trying to do, Father, lift him up. Give him that testimony so that he will understand truly that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The next one is from...
Come on over here, honey.
Hold on one second. It's from Destina.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Destina.
Asking, So Michael, her husband, is still having some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually scheduling him for an additional surgery next week.
Uh-huh.
It sounds as if he has an abscess.
Uh-huh.
And they need to see if there's a tear that's causing this abscess.
Okay.
And so the recovery time for this surgery is about a month, but they're already struggling financially because he's been off.
Oh, yes.
The continual illnesses.
Yeah.
And so she's just asking for prayer for his health.
Yeah.
Prayer for them to be able to meet their needs.
Yes.
And she's also just asking that we continue to lift up Nathan. He's doing well. His grades are going up.
Mm-hmm.
He's filling out applications and looking for a job.
Yes.
He's striving to do it. But still want to pray that he really, really has a complete deliverance.
Yes, yes, amen. Oh my goodness, I got all kind of family here today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this family. Father, you have fought battles for this family. You have brought them through dark times and situations that were beyond their control. Father, you had lifted them up and you have stood guard over their house. Father, we're praying for, what's the husband's name?
Michael.
We're praying for Michael, Destina,
Nathan,
Destiny,
Nicholas.
And Nicholas. Is that the whole family?
The whole family.
Father, we're praying for that. Oh my God. We're praying, Lord God, for the entire family. Father, you are the great healer and the great deliverer. And there is nothing that is beyond your reach or beyond your control. You know their financial situations. You know what they're dealing with. You know that they've been under attack. You understand what they're up against. But Father, they still press on. They still press forward. They're still pressing toward the mark of a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Father, meet them at their need. Healing, finance, provisions. Oh, meet them at their needs. And we're praying for Destina's mom.
Yes, Miss Brenda.
Miss Brenda, the prayer warrior who stands in the gap for her family. We're praying for this entire situation that you would heal and deliver. That you, my God, will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. We have a lot.
Okay, I'm gonna try to keep it pushing.
Okay. Our next prayer is for a family. This is from Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family, Gary and Lisa's daughter, Jenna.
Yeah.
Her husband and her children and all, their house was burned down.
Burned down, yes, I saw that.
Everyone is okay.
Yes.
But they lost everything.
Yeah.
And so we're asking that, they're asking that we continue to lift the family up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a GoFundMe that's going to be going up.
Yeah.
But we're just asking that we can continue to pray, and as the Lord leads, if you feel led to support.
Yes.
Then we'll do so.
Amen. 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 How many people were in the family?
She didn't say how many children. But she just said...
How many names did she call off?
She gave Chris and Jenna and their precious babies.
And their precious babies.
So it's multiple children.
Okay, so we're going to need three people to stand in the gap for them, for that family. Riley, Sensational, no, yes. Riley for certain.
Oh, wait, I see it's a family of 2, 4, 6, 8.
A family of 8? You know... 8 is a number,
new
beginnings. Yeah, 8 is a number of new beginnings. 8 is a number of new beginnings. We're going to, and I need all of you that can to agree with me, that this 8 family will be their new beginning. We're praying that the Lord will create a brand new beginning for this family. That even though they lost all of their material things, they still have Christ. And they still have their lives. And they still have praise. You may not, in the midst of your trouble, you may not feel like praising. But if you can squeeze out a sincere praise to God, if you can look beyond your situation. Don't look at what you think you see now. Remember who God is. And if God can put Israel back on the map, God can give them a new house. If God can heal broken hearts, God can give them furniture. If God can speak a galaxy into existence from his throne, God can give you a new beginning. It doesn't matter where you are. God can give you a new beginning. It doesn't matter how much you've lost. Think how much you stand to gain now, because everything that God sends, if God sends it, it's a blessing. Good morning, Jillian. If God sends it, it's a blessing. Jillian, Riley, come here.
Leslie or Joanna?
Leslie and Joanna, come here. Y'all stand right here. We're going to stand in for this family. Miayete Ilnyonma. David, I need a hug, bruh. I've been missing you, homie. I've been missing you, bruh. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
God bless you.
I don't have as many people laughing at my jokes. I need help. He said, for reals. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, soldiers. Miaya Joanna. Oh, my goodness. Let Joanna through. I need a hug. Oh, God bless you. Your beautiful family. Jillian, come on and give me some hug. Come on here, gal. Amen. Oh, amen. Is that Zoe? Riley? Come here, Riley. Zoe? Amen. This is Ryan's daughter. Amen. And that girl got a voice on her. Oh my goodness, it's just insane. It's you, Zoe. It's insanely. Oh my goodness. God bless you. Amen. I'm not gonna kiss you, Ryan.
Please.
Okay, thank you. But I will give you a hug, bro. Come on. Amen. We want to pray for this family. We want to pray for this family. Amen. God bless you. The family's last name is what, Mama?
She didn't give the last name.
Okay, but okay.
It's Jenna and Chris.
Jenna and Chris. Amen. Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Everett, Emerson. Amen. Amen. So we want to pray for this family right now.
Yes.
Give me the name again.
Jenna and Chris.
I need their hands washed. Beth, I'm sorry, baby. I got to put you to work. Sure. Beth is going to help you. We're going to pray. You got, how many people is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We need 8 people, one for each. Sensational, can I trouble you?
Yeah.
Amen. Beth, I need you to help Pastor Nicole. Emerson, I need you to stand in for one of the 8 people that we're praying for. Let Beth in. Amen. Hala Isho Adavia. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen. Good morning, Pops.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. I'm just waiting for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your people prepare so that we can pray for this family. Father, their material loss is not a loss in your sight, because what you have for them is greater than any material thing man could ever create. Father, you are able to bring them with even greater blessings. You're able to give them even more than they've ever had before. And Father, even if you choose not to give them as much as they had, as long as you're pouring your spirit into them and you've preserved their life, they still have a testimony to speak to others about how good God is, how you rescued them, how you saved their life, how you provide for them, how you never left them, how you never forsook them. Father, they have so much to be grateful for, because every life was spared. Every soul was spared. Father, you bless them abundantly. And Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would provide them the needs for that family, for the children, for the mom and dad, that you would provide everything that they need. And through their new beginning, that you would give them more and more joy, that you would help them to see how great you really are. And as you have started their new beginning, that they are able to reach out and to minister to others that have also lost. You are able to redeem what they need, and even greater. Are they ready? We got 8 people. Amen. Beth, you stay with Nikki. How many people is that? I'd count off 8.
2, 4, 6.
We're missing
someone.
8. There we go. So I need you all touching hands. Have they been anointed?
Yes.
They didn't give the names of all the children, right?
They did not.
Okay. Father, 8 is a beautiful number. It is a number of new beginnings. 888 represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are 8 members of this family. Father, that sounds like a new beginning to me. That sounds like a new beginning to me. Father, we represent this family here with 8 strong soldiers, 8 believers, 8 people that have given their life to Christ, 8 people that are sold out to Jesus Christ, 8 soldiers in your army, 8 prayer warriors that are standing before the throne, 8 people that have said yes to God. Father, these 8 people are representing those 8 people, and the 8 are representing Christ. And the new beginning. Father, give them what they need to be what you have called them to be, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. Give them, supply their every needs according to your riches and glory, that they will speak godly things and minister the truth to those that they will believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Let's move.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right. We can do.
We can get our list.
That's okay. Hit it. We might have to go over 5 minutes. Don't look at her. I promise. Amen. I'm gonna try to make that promise.
Okay. So we have been praying for Garrett, who's been in the hospital since August.
Yes.
Garrett has gone home to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And the prayer was God's will be done.
Yes.
God's will was to bring
yes.
him home.
Yes.
We want to pray for the family.
Yes.
That they will be strengthened in this time of grief.
Yes.
And just continue to keep them lifted up in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We believe that Garrett is at home with you. We believe that your perfect will was done. We believe that you spoke and you both agreed that it was good. And Father, we believe that he is praising your name right now. Who we are praying for now, Father, is the family. Those of us that are still here. Those of us that are still waiting to be with you face to face. Father, we're praying that you would encourage them and help them to understand that they too must meet God, that they too must enter from this atmosphere into the new one, and that they will be ready to meet you, that they have given up the world at all costs, and they have chose to follow you. Forgive any unrighteousness and anything that does not reflect you, that you alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I had a wife, but she stepped away. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Oh, there she is. Thank you. You turn it off. Amen. Abigail, you know how to turn that bad boy off?
Off?
Yes, Lord. She got to get closer to that one. Amen.
That one's fine. That was the heat.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then we good, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we good now.
This prayer is from...
Oh, from a new member.
Gloria.
Gloria.
And she said, thanks so much for praying for the salvation of my sons, Oscar and Jesse,
mm-hmm.
and my brother, Raphael, and ex-husband, Oscar, today. I am blessed that the Lord led me to this church. She lives in New Jersey and has been unsuccessful in finding a Bible-believing church.
Mm-hmm.
But now she has an online family.
Yes. Yeah. And what's her name again?
Her name is Gloria.
Gloria from Jersey. God bless you, Gloria, for being a member of the body of Christ of S4C. Thank you. And it is our pleasure and our honor and our duty to pray for those that are in need of prayer. We thank you. Amen. And we also have another. We have a Jersey. No, no. Well, there is another Jersey girl, but there is a traveler. What's her name?
It's the same person.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Amen. So we have a prayer, several prayers from Linda Fox.
Linda Fox.
Linda's asking us to pray for the family of, and forgive me if I mispronounce the name, but Tonai. She is a 16-year-old girl who was found shot to death off the side of the 110 freeway on-ramp off of Manchester and South Figueroa in Los Angeles. She's asking that we keep the parents lifted up, and also asking if Salt can reach out to the father. His name is Darian.
Got him.
And just really pray for him. So I'll
I'll send you the information.
No, he already has it. You have it, right, Ryan?
No, send it.
Oh, send it. Okay.
Okay.
Amen. What's the parent's name?
The parent, she didn't give the mother's name, but the father's name is Darian.
Darian. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I can't imagine what Darian is going through. I can't imagine what the loved ones are going through. But I'm asking, we're asking in the name of Jesus, that you would lift them up in this time of sorrow. That you would allow them to come to grips that they too need you. We pray, Lord, that if there's any sin in this family, that you would remove it and that they would give their lives completely over to you. I don't know if Darian is a believer or not, but if he is, encourage and strengthen him to continue to move forward. If he's not, let this wake him up and help him to understand that he too must meet God. We pray for the family and those that were affected by the loss of this child. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
These next two are more general, so I'm going to save it for the prayer team.
Okay. There's a couple that we're saving. Some of these we're saving for the prayer team because they're not actually specific, but the prayer team can go over them and pray with them over the week.
Amen.
Amen.
Our next prayer is for Rocky. Rocky has an enlarged prostate, and he's taking medication that helps some. But it is really difficult.
Yeah.
And he's struggling because of the multiple times he has to go.
Yeah.
He couldn't go to the ER, but they had put a catheter, which is still there.
Oh.
So he's going to see the doctor. He's taking all of these medications, but he really is just seeking for healing.
Yes. What's his name again?
His name is Rocky. There's concern over infections and things like that, and they're talking about a possible surgery, but he's just asking that he would pray that God would intervene.
Wow. Salt, can I get you guys to stand? Good morning, Pastor Drea. Can I get Salt, David?
Right now,
amen. It's so awesome to see Gregory. Oh my goodness, talking about a miracle. I need Salt to stand over here. David, Emerson, y'all stand over here. We're gonna be praying for Rocky. I want to continue to lift Karen Fox up. I want to continue to lift her up before God, that the Lord will continue to move in her favor. She's been a believer and a member of this family for years. She's a strong soldier, but she's going through what she's going through. And I need us to continue to pray and lift up Karen. Amen.
Amen.
His name is Mark.
Rocky.
I need their hands anointed. Pastor Drea, where you go, baby? Ah, there you are. Hallelujah. Rocky. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we prepare to go into intercession for Rocky, Father, you understand what he's dealing with. You understand the pain and the suffering that he's going through. You get it. You understand. You know why it happened. You know what it takes to stop this from continuing to happen. You are fully aware of Rocky, his atmosphere, and his situation. Father, we are standing in for him in the name of Jesus, that you would speak healing to his body, that you would speak healing to the situation that he's living through, that you would speak peace to his heart and his mind, that you would deliver him from what he's dealing with, Father, that you would send your healing angels, your healing power, your healing grace, that you would send what's necessary to deliver him from what he's dealing with, that you would give him comfort, that you would speak to his body, to his spirit, and to his soul, his will, his desire, his understanding, and give him peace. Give him peace. If he must go to surgery, Father, meet him in surgery. Anoint the hands of those that are working on him. Anoint the hands and the spirit of those that are dealing with him to bless him. Hallelujah. Good morning, Raymond. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, David. Good morning, Emerson. Good morning, Ryan. I need you all touching hands. Good morning, Master. Pat. You know who you are. Lloyd, good morning. I was trying to say minister, but everything else came out. And you, Salt, too. Come on up here, Salt. Amen. Come on, Salt. How about you? Let me ask some. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Salt, you're going to come over here by grace so they can anoint your hands. Good morning, precious. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Salt prepares to pray over Rocky. You wait till you get up here. We'll see what you do. As we prepare to pray over Rocky, and I like the little mustache, little spaghetti cut. I like that. As we pray over Rocky, I love it. I do. We pray that there is any sin that you would remove it from these ministers of the gospel. If there's anything in their atmosphere that is not like you, remove it from their presence, from your presence. Forgiveness, the blood of Jesus, healing and deliverance. Brothers, I need you to raise your hands up as we pray for Rocky. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we command healing for Rocky according to your will for his life, as we command healing and deliverance, we're praying forgiveness of any sins that Rocky may have committed in his heart or in his mind, in his body, in his atmosphere. We pray forgiveness of anything that could interfere with his healing. We pray forgiveness over anything that could interfere with his belief in you. And we're praying, Lord, that we rebuke anything that is not like you out of his atmosphere, out of his home, out of his heart, out of his mind, and that you would fill him with your joy and with your grace. Because the joy of the Lord is what? His strength. Hallelujah. And Father, we're praying that you would pour your joy onto him. Yes. So that it will increase his strength. So that his body and his spirit can fight off the attack that it is now experiencing. Hallelujah. Pour in your joy. So his strength will alleviate the problem that is being attacking him. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for comfort and joy. Let it be so. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Salt, adopt this prayer this week for him, that he will be healed according to the Lord's will for his life. Amen. 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 What else you got, Pastor? Because I'm over. Four more. Let's hit them.
Okay, Jennifer. She's still suffering physically.
Yeah.
And now she's having sinus issues and just being overly exhausted. She feels like it's an attack to keep her quiet, and she said it's working. She can't read, she can't pray, she can't do anything. And she feels like God can't even use her. And so she's asking that we pray for her. She says she's so grateful for the prayers, and she knows God uses us.
Mm-hmm.
She overcame COVID through prayer. She
yes.
overcame so many things, and so she's desperate
yes.
for this also.
Yes, yes. Beth, I need you to stand. Salt, don't move. Beth, I need you to stand right in front of David and Emerson. Pastor Drea, I need you to anoint her head, and I need her to be covered with a tallit.
Amen.
Amen. So if y'all have a tallit, give her a tallit. Mali otariaso tani. And that box belongs to your bride. Amen. Is she here? Okay, amen. Well, we'll keep praying. Hala utavishan. Kisha Olavi, and put it over Beth. Beth, you're standing in for?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. She is not just a believer, she's a great believer.
Yeah.
She's dealing with stuff, and she knows that prayer changes things.
Yes.
She's asking that the Lord's perfect will be done. The enemy's trying to shut her up, but we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. The enemy's trying to calm her, trying to push her in the corner, divide. And his tactic is to divide and conquer. If I can get you away from your source of energy, your source of power, if I can get you away from the fire, then I have a better chance of destroying you. And she is aware of that. And she is coming against that. And we are standing with her in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. What's her name, Nikki? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with Jennifer in the name of Jesus. Salt, hold hands. Those of you that are in the chairs, hold hands with somebody. Father, we stand in agreement with Jennifer. We're asking that you would heal her, that you would call out whatever's wrong, and that you would deliver her by the sound of our voice. You can speak healing from your throne. You can speak peace from your throne. You can speak into her atmosphere. Send your warring angels to defend her and to set her free. She needs to be set free. Father, you are able to deliver her. This is not acceptable. We rebuke the enemy on every turn in the name of Jesus. We do not accept it. We're not going to sit back and let it happen. This is a member of the body of Christ who's walking by faith and not by sight. And we are praying for Jennifer and her atmosphere and her situation and her testimony, and that you would allow her to speak boldly.
Thank you.
And minister like she's never ministered before. This will not stop her, but she will be even more powerful than she was before the attack. Hallelujah. Father, you are able to deliver Jennifer, and we claim her deliverance by your blood in advance in the name of Jesus. We claim her deliverance by your blood in advance in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take its course. Let the healing begin, and let the enemy fall. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say it. In Jesus' name. Say it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beth, that's your prayer assignment this week. I told you when not long after you got here, the Lord said he's going to use you. And girl, you ain't even got started yet. He's going to use that whole family. My Lord, Tashaya. He said, your daughter, don't worry.
Amen.
He said, don't worry.
That's right.
Said, amen. It don't care where she's peeking from. God's got her.
That's right.
You can't be, there's nowhere on the planet God's not watching. Especially those that belong to him. And she belongs to him. He says, I will not leave her and I will not forsake her in the name of Jesus. What you got, Pastor Nicole?
Donna is asking for prayer for herself as well as her two adult children,
uh-huh.
Daughter age 36 and a son age 33.
Mm-hmm.
They all have been housebound for over 20 years with chemical sensitivity.
Wow.
They were damaged by an antibiotic back in 1988. Her daughter is the sickest and it's so tiring. She says she just doesn't want to be here anymore. Every day is a struggle. They're on a strict diet. If they cheat, they're bedridden. She cries out to her Lord every day.
Wow.
And they have been really ill for the last 2 years.
Glory.
They've been eating food that they thought was chemical free and it just couldn't work out. What's happening? The doctors can't help them. They're so damaged and the daughter is being so sick and they just see her.
20 years. Salt, don't move. My God. Jaqua, I need you to come up here. Beth, Pastor Adria, Jaqua, I need the three of you here. Salt, you stay there. No. I'm trying, Abigail. I'm trying to cut it, but we got to do it. 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 I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of such a thing. Thank you. The woman with the issue of blood. If God can heal her, God can heal them. Amen. She had enough faith to believe that if I can get close enough to touch the tzitzit at the hem of his garment, I know that the power of God will heal me. She said, if I can get a prayer in, If I can get the saints to join me in prayer, God can heal my family. What kind of testimony will they have? What kind of testimony? Oh my God. What kind of testimony will that family have when God delivers them? What kind of testimony? How long will they be? How loud will they cry out to God? How many people will they tell about the wonders of God? What? Oh my God. When God heals and delivers, when God just sets this family free, they will give God all the praise. How many more after this? My plan was to be done with prayer 10 minutes ago, but I can't, because this is God's house, I can't tell God what to do. Amen. I mean, I am living in somebody else's house. So I need to follow the rules of the master of the house. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to try harder next week, but I got to do what I got to do. What's the family's name again?
Her name is Donna.
Donna.
And I give the children
to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we're praying for Donna and her entire family.
Yes.
We're praying complete healing.
Yes.
We're praying that you will give them a sign that their healing has begun. We're praying, Lord, that you will show them something, that their deliverance is now taking place. Even though it's been 20 years, it's but a moment to God. Even though it's been 20 years, it's just a word for God to speak healing, and it's done. He said, what is easier for me to do? Thy sins be forgiven thee, or be thou healed? God says, I speak, and it's all covered by the blood. Father, we're praying healing and deliverance over that family. We're praying that you will open up a door that does not exist and bring them through.
Amen.
From the daughter who is the sickest to Donna who is requesting the prayer, let something be done to show the world that you are still God. You cannot fail. You cannot be defeated. You cannot be outdone. You are God. Father, we are standing in the gap for that family. Let your perfect will be done. Let your perfect will be done. Show them something, Lord. Stir the waters. Stir the waters, Lord. Stir the waters. Let everybody see there must be a God. They've been this way for 20 years. Father, fix it where they can go outside and sit on the porch. Fix it, Lord, where they can go somewhere on the street corner and say, for God I have lived and for God I die. Father, give them a testimony that no one can dispute. Heal not just Donna, but that family. Cause a stir in that area. Let the world see healing through Jesus Christ our Lord. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, saints. Thank you. Salt, don't go anywhere. I might need you again. What you got now?
Amber lives in Fort Worth, Texas.
Uh-huh.
She does not have a church home or anyone to ask for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She is needing prayer because her stepson, Cole, 19, living with them, is very respectful and anyone else. He's rude, and she's a non-confrontational person, so it's really hard to deal with that type of person.
Yeah.
The relationship is awkward, and she's asking for prayer because she feels like she's bottling up feelings of hatred towards him, and she's feeling guilty about that feeling.
Yeah, Jillian, come here. I'm going to need you to stand in for her.
But she's asking for prayer for his salvation.
Look at that. She's asking for prayer for his salvation.
Amen, and she's asking that, you know, that the Lord would help her release from her feelings towards him.
You're going to come this way, baby. You're going to come this way, right? In front of Pastor Drea.
Because she's feeling like she's being bullied in her own home.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor Drea, stand behind Jillian. Have her facing me. Goliath thought he had it going on.
Mm-hmm.
A And so this little dude named David tipped up and took care of stuff through Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't care how bad you think you are, somebody's bigger than you. I don't care how tough you think you are, somebody's bigger than you. Amen. I know God, and he's bigger than everybody. What's her name again?
Amber.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. She's already been anointed, right?
Yes.
Jillian. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. Amber, we're praying for your boldness in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Amber, we're praying for your boldness in Christ. We're praying that through the Holy Spirit, you will speak gospel into your atmosphere.
Yes.
I need you to play some gospel music, some praise and worship music. I need you to walk through that house reading scripture out loud in the name of Jesus. I need you to rebuke the enemy on every hand. Wherever that demonic spirit is seated, I need you to put some oil on that seat and some prayer on that oil. I need you to go through your house that God has blessed you with and reclaim that house in the name of Jesus. I need you to walk through that house like a real soldier of the Most High God and reclaim God's place. That is not the seat of the enemy, but that is the house of God. And you need to claim it in the name of Jesus. If he don't want to follow the rules, let him go. We are going to be praying with you that you would have boldness to speak. Do we have an email, Nicole?
Yes.
I would like Jillian to email you and talk to you and minister to you about boldness in Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Talk to you about reclaiming your territory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Talk to you about see, because the enemy can't ride your back if you're standing up.
Yes.
Amen. He can't ride you if you're standing up. And you have to stay. God needs to bring you out of your comfort zone,
yes,
so that you can be the warrior that he's created in you to be.
Yes.
And once they see the Spirit of God beaming through your eyes, yes, they'll change or they'll run.
Yes.
Either one is just fine with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for her,
yes,
we're praying holy boldness.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that she stands up and reclaim what you have given her.
Hallelujah.
That she would run that demon out of that house. Not the person, but the spirit. And if the person want to go with the spirit, open the door. Let your perfect will be done. Forgive any sin and unrighteousness and let her move forward in that home. We are her church. You are her God. And we are your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Make sure Jillian gets her email address. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. This is the last one?
Yeah.
All right, come on, because we got a bunch of people in the house need prayer.
This is from Mary. She sent a prayer before concerning the issue with her son, and she says, thank you.
Uh-huh.
However, now her husband is insisting on proof of vaccination from her.
Whoa. I'm sorry, what now?
He's insisting on proof of vaccination from her. She is 100% reliant.
Does she work on it? Oh.
She's 100% financially reliant on him, but she lives with her son because of his controlling, abusive temper. And so she's asking that we pray for her for this situation.
I have never heard of something so crazy. All right, Salt, grab hands. He's insisting, because he makes all the money, proof of vaccination. We praying over that demon spirit. We praying over that demonic spirit, because that ain't got nothing to do with God. So that's another part of your assignment this week. What's her name?
Her name is Mary.
Bakutarashan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Mary, we rebuke that demonic spirit that's trying to control her. We rebuke that demonic spirit that's trying to kill her. We rebuke that demonic spirit that's trying to take over what you have created. Father, we rebuke that spirit, and if that person refuses to let go of that spirit, we rebuke them as well. Father, we rebuke everything that come against your word and everything that is opposite of what you have spoken. Father, we pray strength over Mary, and that you would give her substance of her own. Father, that you would pour out substance for her. Father, that situation is demonic and it is not of you. And we are against it.
Yes.
We are against what they are asking. We are against what they have threatened her with. We are against that. Father, let your spirit move into that atmosphere and to destroy whatever is necessary or whoever is necessary. Destroy the situation. Give her peace. Give her joy. Give her what she needs to be what you have called and created her to be. Thank you for this opportunity to pray for another soldier. Thank you for this opportunity to pray for her peace. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for her joy. We give you praise and we magnify you, Father God, and on Mary's behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor, minister, he said he's got it. Make sure he has the information to contact him. Was that it? We thank you so much for being with us. We had a lot going today. We have a lot going. And we are grateful that you were with us. We're praying that you will keep us lifted up in your prayers. We're praying that you will pray that the Lord will keep us moving and flowing. And we're asking anyone, if you want us to pray with you, you want us to be your family, you need us, you contact us. We got phone numbers, emails, YouTube. Abigail has put all that stuff on our YouTube description box. You can reach us. And if you need someone to talk to you on the phone to pray with you personally, we have prayer warriors for women and prayer warriors for men. If you need us, let us know. We thank God for you. Keep us lifted up as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus. In his name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, son. Hi.
Hey.
I have another one.
Yes.
This is from Words to His Bride. Helping the bride get ready. The Lord says, you are either for me or against me. And therefore, you are either for me restoring my bride to all I meant for her to be, or against me. Those in leadership who work with my spirit in helping my bride make herself ready,
yes,
shall see their ministries blossom and grow.
Yes.
Those who resist what my spirit is doing through my people to help my bride make herself ready, see their ministries wither,
yes,
and perish,
yes,
like the fig tree I spoke to which bore no fruit.
Yes.
Those who want to see my spirit move mightily in their assemblies must be willing to humble themselves and seek my face and be willing to flow with my spirit and allow him total reign in your services.
Yes.
You must allow my spirit total reign in how you worship,
yes,
in who I choose to use in the operation of my spirit's,
yes,
gifts,
yes,
and you must allow my spirit to use you to help my people,
yes,
fix their eyes on me,
yes,
so that they will be transformed. Every member of my body has a role to play. You must both encourage and help equip them in doing so. If I choose to raise up leaders in your assemblies, you must encourage them in being leaders too, for I am restoring the office of apostle to its proper role. The lack of apostolic leadership has led to many problems, such as Jezebel's spirit running many churches, as well as the people-pleasing spirit of Ahab.
Oof.
You must disavow yourselves of the satanic idea of seeker-friendly meetings. Many seek to please church members before they seek to please me. These are the days of my bride arising.
Yes.
My bride shall be one as my Father and I are one. No force on earth, whether it be man or the devil, shall be able to stop what I am doing through my spirit working through my people. The day of my return for my bride is soon at hand. Soon as you understand soon. All things have been prepared in heaven for my bride.
Yes.
And for the wedding feast of the Lamb.
Yes.
I have made a place for her. It is time for her to make herself ready.
Yes. Amen.
If you need it, if you like a copy of that, email me. Let me know, put today's date on it, and I'll make sure you get a copy. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If there's anyone in the house that needs prayer, come on up right now.